Okay, today's daf is Bracha daf Mem Tet. We're at the bottom of Mem Chet. I'm at Bet at the two dots. Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer. Kol shelo amar eretz chemna tova rechava b'rivat haaretz v'malchut beit David b'nei Yerushalayim lo yatzei dei chovato. Anyone who didn't mention the words eretz chemna tova rechava, right, describing the land of Eretz Yisrael in the Bracha of haaretz, and he did not mention the malchut beit David, the kingdom of David HaMelech in b'nei Yerushalayim, you didn't fulfill your obligation. Nachum Azaki says, you need to mention the Brit, Benamitarim. We're talking about the land of Israel, when Avram was promised the land of Israel. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzarech She'askor Torah. He says you have to mention Torah in it. Palemo says, Tzarech She'yakdim Brit LaTorah. You have to say Brit before Torah, Zonatam Shlosh Brito, because by Matan Torah it says Brit three times. Zonatam Yud Gimel Brito, but by Brit Benamitarim, or by Brit Mila, he mentions a total of 13 Britot. Rabbi Abba Omer, Tzarech She'omer Ba Hodo'a Tchila V'Sof. So, Rabbi Abba says the following. You need to start the bracha with the thanks in the beginning and the end. What's it talking about? No delecha. What's the thanks in the beginning? No delecha, Hashem Elokeinu. What's the thanks in the end? Val kulam Hashem Elokeinu, anu modim lach. Ve'apachot lo yafchot me'echad. And even if you don't have in the beginning and the end, you can't do less than one. You have to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu at least once in no delecha. Ve'chol apachot me'echad harezim meguna. And if you don't even thank him once, that's detestable. Ve'chol ha'chotem manchil arzot birka arz. And if you want to finish off the bracha of Birkat Haaretz with Hamanchil Artzot, the one who distributes land, Moshiach Yisrael B'Bnei Yerushalayim, or you finish the bracha of B'Bnei Yerushalayim with the one who saves Israel, Harezet Bur. You're an ignoramus. Right? Why is it so problematic? So we're going to speak about why it's an issue to end Moshiach Yisrael B'Bnei Yerushalayim, but that's what we're going to speak about in the Hamshech. What we don't address is the problem of saying Hamanchil Artzot. And the problem is Manchil Artzot, it sounds like we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving all the nations their respected lands, and we're just kind of happy that we got a land too. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael that's qualitatively different. It's not just he gave us a land so that we have a land and a place to live like he gave all the other nations places to live. He gave us Eretz Yisrael, our entire existence and our service of him. It cannot exist without that. It's the entirety of our being. It's that we shouldn't equate the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives nations lands to the fact that he gave us Eretz Yisrael. It's different in your entirety. Right? That's why you can't say it. And furthermore, Umalchut Beit David B'nei Yerushalayim, you didn't mention Malchut Beit David in B'nei Yerushalayim, lo yatzei dei chovato. You haven't fulfilled your obligation. Misaile le Rabbi Ila, support from the statement of Rabbi Ila, the Amar Rabbi Ila, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Ach, Mishum Rabbeinu, Kol Shalom HaBrit V'Torah, Birkat HaAretz. And we didn't mention both the Brit Ben HaBetarim, the covenant where Avram got Eretz Israel, and Torah, the Matan Torah, Birkat HaAretz, and the Bracha of the land of Israel, Umalchut Beit David B'nei Yerushalayim, alternatively, the kingdom of David Melech. In B'nei Yerushalayim, lo yatzei dei chovato, similar sentiment, you didn't fulfill your obligation. Pligi be'abba Yossi be'adestai v'rabbanan. It's actually machloket, chad amar hatova meitiv tzricha malchut. One says, hatova meitiv, you need to mention malchut, you need to mention melech ha'olam. V'chad amar, in a tzricha malchut, the other says, no, you don't have to mention melech ha'olam. Man damar tzricha malchut, kasava derabbanan. So one who says, needs to say malchut, says it's derabbanan, muscle is derabbanan. Man damar, in a tzricha malchut, kasava deraita. The one who holds that you don't have to mention malchut, melech ha'olam, is because it's because it's deoraita. Why does that make sense? Because if you hold that it's derabanan, then it's a different inyan. It's a different topic entirely, and therefore it's not a bracha smucha lechaverta, which we spoke about earlier. So it doesn't just rely upon the malchut that we already mentioned in Birkat Hazan, like the other brachot do. It's derabanan. It's a different inyan. You have to say a brachta Hashem melkeinu melech haolam properly. Right? However, if it's deoraita, then it's just a continuation of the inyan. In which case, it's bracha smucha lechaverta. It's connected to the previous bracha. You already said malchut. You don't have to say it in atov emetiv. Tanu banan ma'u chotem b'nei Yerushalayim. Okay, so what do you say at the end of B'nei Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Moshiach Yisrael. You should say the one who saves Israel. Moshiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim. Lo, one second. To finish off the bracha B'nei Yerushalayim, you should davka say the one who saves Israel, and not say Binyan Yerushalayim, which is the topic of the bracha. Elima Ach Moshiach Yisrael. No. His sheet is that you say both. You even say Moshiach Yisrael, in contradistinction to what we said earlier, that you should not say Moshiach Yisrael, because that makes you a boor. He says, no, you should even say Binyan Yoshiach Yisrael, in addition to saying B'nei Yerushalayim. Rabba Barav Huna Ikla Be'Resh Galuta. So the story that kind of illustrates this idea, the Rabba Rahuna went to the Resh Galuta, Patach Bechara B'Siyem Betarti. And he opened up with one inyan, but he closed with two inyanim. What was that one inyan? Well, when you say Rachem, again, it's kind of hard for us to wrap our mind around because we have such set, fixed, nuschot for the bracha. But this is at a time it wasn't so set. So you had the option. You either started with Rachem Hashem al Yisrael Amecha, or you started with Rachem Hashem al Yerushalayim Yerecha. Right? But he was machpid not to say both. You shouldn't make the bracha both on Yisrael Amecha and on Yerushalayim Yerecha. Choose one. But he did end with both. Meaning he said both Moshiach Yisrael ubone Yerushalayim. So we ended the bracha with two shita with two inyanim. Amar Rav Chizda gevurta lamichta metarti. What is it? A good thing to finish with two? What are you doing? Ve'atane, didn't we learn in a brayta Rabbi Omer ein chotem mishtayim? Rabbi says not to be chotem mishtayim. You shouldn't have done that. Gufa Rabbi Omer ein chotem mishtayim. But let's deal with something we said a little bit. Something we said earlier that Rabbi holds that you don't finish a bracha with two inyanim with two different ideas. Let's talk about that a little more. Etive Levi Larebi. So Levi and Levi challenged Rebbe Shita as follows: Al Haaretz Vel Hamazon. Levi says, "I'll bring your proof." We say, "Al Haaretz Vel Hamazon." Sounds like two inyanim to me, Rebbe. And Rebbe responds, "Aretz Demafka Mazon." No, it's one inyan. Praising Kadosh Baruch Hu for the land that produces sustenance. It's not two inyanim. It's one inyan. It's about a land that produces sustenance. And so Levi says, "Okay, what about this one? Al Haaretz Vel Haperot." Right, on the land and on the fruit. Sounds like two different things. Rabbi responds, Aretz demafka perot. No. The land that produces perot. Mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim. What about Mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim? Yisrael dekachinu v'azmanim. Klal Yisrael makes the zmanim kadosh. That's what you pray. It's one inyan. Mekadosh Yisrael v'roshe charashim. Well, what about Mekadosh Yisrael and roshe charashim? Rabbi says, Yisrael dekachinu roshe charashim. Rabbi, Yisrael is the one who makes roshe charashim kadosh. Mekadesh HaShabbat v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. But what about Mekadesh Yisrael v'Shabbat v'Azmanim? Chutz mizo. Rabbi says, yeah, except for that one though. Umayishna, what do you mean except for that one? What's different about this one? Hacha chadehi. V'hatam tarti kol chadeh v'chadeh ba'apen navshe. Here, it's one inyan. Even though you're saying it's three different things, it's still one inyan. Whereas there, it's two inyanim and it's two separate things. What does that mean? What's the one inyan? When I say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Shabbat v'Hazmanim, I'm praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has the power to be Mekadesh things. He's Mekadesh Yisrael, he's Mekadesh Shabbat, he's Mekadesh Hazmanim. But I'm talking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes things Kadosh. And therefore, it's one inyan. But as far as Moshiach Yisrael and Bonei Yerushalayim go, in order to be Chotem, the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, that's two different things. Saving Klal Yisrael is not the same thing as building Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's different there. That's why you're not allowed to there. So why can't you end the bracha with two different inyanim? And this reflects back on what we said we were going to speak about earlier, which is why are you bore if you finish with, if you say Moshe Yisrael? Because you're not supposed to bundle up the mitzvah. You're supposed to give every mitzvah their due respect. Don't just pack in a bunch of different inyanim here. Give every inyan and every idea that you want to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu for its own respect. And we're praising the Kadosh Baruch Hu for this. And while we're at it, we're going to praise him for this and praise him for this. No, give everything its proper respect. My haviyala. So what's the din? What's the psak? Amrav Sheshet, Patach Rachem al Amcha Yisrael, Chotem Moshe Yisrael. It's very simple. If you started Rachem with Rachem al Amcha Yisrael, then how do you finish it? With Moshe Yisrael. If you patach Rachem al Yerushalayim, Chotem b'nei Yerushalayim. If you start with Rachem al Yerushalayim, then finish with b'nei Yerushalayim. V'Rav Nachman Amar, and Rav Nachman says, afilu patach b'Rachem al Yisrael, Chotem b'nei Yerushalayim. Even if you start with Rachem al Yisrael, you should still finish with b'nei Yerushalayim. Mishum Shneamar, as it stated, b'nei Yerushalayim, Hashem nidche Yisrael yikonet. Building Yerushalayim, Hashem will ingather the members of Klal Yisrael. Ematai b'nei Yerushalayim. So when is Kadosh Baruch Hu build Yerushalayim? Bisman shenidchei Yisrael yikanes. At the time where the scattered Jews are coming back. In which case, there is a lot that has to do with Moshiach Yisrael and b'nei Yerushalayim that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saving Klal Yisrael as he builds Yerushalayim. It's the same time. In which case, it's one inyan. Amar le Rabbi Zera l'Rav Chizda netimar v'nitni. Right. So Rav Zera asked. Rav Chizda asked Rav Zera, please come, Rav Zera, and teach us something. I don't even know the halacha, the proper halacha of Birkat HaMazon, and I'm going to teach you a shir? I'm going to give you a lesson? Rav Zera, again, very intense guy. You imagine, he messed up a halacha once in Birkat HaMazon, and he doesn't think it's appropriate to give a shir. Amar le, my high. What do you mean you don't know the halacha of Birkat HaMazon? Like, what are you talking about? Amar le, the ikla be Rish Galuta, because I was at Rish, I went to the Rish Galuta, ubrichi Birkat HaMazon, and I made the bracha on Birkat HaMazon, ve zakve Rav Sheshet lakoe alai kechivya. Rav Sheshet stuck his neck out to me like a snake in anger. V'amai, and why did he do that? Delo amri lo brit v'lo Torah v'lo malchut. Because I didn't mention the brit, I didn't mention the Torah, I didn't mention the malchut. The three things he said you have to. V'amai, why didn't you do that? Lo amar, k'dor Rav Chananel, amarav, damar Rav Chananel, amarav, lo amar. V'amai lo amar, k'dor Rav Chananel, amarav. Why didn't you just hold, like Rav Chananel, the name of Rav? I mean, what you did, Rav Zera, is not necessarily a problem, as long as you hold by Rav Chananel Shita. Damar Rav Chananel, amarav, lo amar brit v'toro malchut yatsa. Right? If you didn't say the Brit and the Torah and the Malchut, you're still Yotze. That's Rabbi Chananel Shita. Rabbi Zera, you're fine. You should have just told him I like Rabbi Chananel. Brit, Levisha, Eina Benashin. Brit Mila, you don't have to mention because women aren't chayav in Brit Mila. I think I've been saying Brit Ben Avatara, but it's Brit Mila. Torah, Malchut, Levisha, Ein Lo Benashin, Lo Be'Avadin. Right? Malchut and Talmud Torah are, or Malchut is not shayach to women in Avadim. Talmud Torah isn't a chiyu for women in Avadim. So, what we see is basically that Birkat HaMazon had one nusach for everyone. And so Rav Chananel didn't believe that they were metakin a girsa of Birkat HaMazon that would be different for different people. The women don't have to mention these things because they're not mechuyav in them. In which case, they're just not a part of the Birkat HaMazon and no one should mention them. That's Rav Chananel Shita. So Rav Zera said, oh, you wanted me to say that I hold like Rav Chananel? Do you know how many Tanayim and Amoraim that you're ignoring by suggesting just follow the Shita of Rabbi Chananel? Everyone we mentioned up until this point, since the beginning of this year, has been, you gotta mention Brit, you gotta mention Torah, you gotta mention Malchut, right? And now, it's like, and now you just want to say, ignore them all for Rabbi Chananel? No, you can't do that. That's why, so it's my bad, and I'm not fit to give a shir. If you're saying Atova Meitiv, you need to say Malchut. My kamash milan, ishkoch, didn't we already learn that? Rabbi Yochanan, I taught it. Kol bracha she'ein ba malchut lo shma bracha. Is Rabbi Yochanan trying to teach us that because any bracha that you don't say malchut is not considered a bracha? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan chadazima. Rabbi Yochanan, he taught us that. So what's the chiddush here? What are you telling me that I need to say malchut natov v'meitiv? You already taught me that, Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Zeira, lomar shetzricha shtei malchuyo. Yeah, what did he mean that he doesn't need one malchut? You need two malchuyo. That's what Rabbi Yochanan wanted to teach you. Get it said twice. Why twice? Chadid day, one for the bracha atov v'meitiv itself, and chadid b'nei Yerushalayim. And one malchut is for b'nei Yerushalayim, because remember, you don't mention the malchut in b'nei Yerushalayim. Ihachi ni bayit lat, chadid day, chadid b'nei Yerushalayim, chadid b'rikad ha'aretz. Boy, then you should need three, because you also don't mention b'nei Yerushalayim, you also don't mention malchut in Pirkat ha'aretz. In which case, you should say one for Atov HaMeitiv, one for Bnei Yerushalayim, and one for Birkat HaAretz. In the Birkat HaAretz, my time alo. No. We don't say in Birkat HaAretz. Why not? Mishum Davi Ala Bracha Desmicha Lechaverta. It's a Bracha Desmicha Lechaverta. We rely for Birkat HaAretz on the Malchut mentioned in Birkat HaZan. Bnei Yerushalayim Nami Lo Dibai Davi Ala Bracha Desmicha Lechaverta. One second. Bnei Yerushalayim is also a Bracha Desmicha Lechaverta, so you shouldn't need it. Hu adin da'afilu b'nei Yerushalayim nami lo baya. Yeah, you're right. Pshat is, the halacha is, you actually don't need the malchut. Okay, then why do we mention it all? Ela aidi damar malchut beit David, because you mentioned malchut beit David, lav orach ara de lo amar malchut shemayim. It's not appropriate that you're not going to mention malchut HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this bracha when you mention malchut beit David. Of course you need to mention it. Oh, but you can't. Okay, so say in metov v'meitiv. Rav Papa amar hachik amar, tzvich shtei malchuyot lebar midide. No, when Rabbi Yochanan said that you need to mention two malchuyot, he was saying you need to add in two malchuyot, meaning pashut the malchut that you have to say in atov v'ameitiv, but in addition, two malchuyot, one for Bnei Yerushalayim and one for Birkat HaAretz. Yativ Rav Zeira chored Rav Gidol v'yativ Rav Gidol kamed Rav Huna v'yativ. So Rav Zeira sat behind Rav Gidol, and Rav Gidol sat behind Rav Huna, and Rav Huna sat. V'kama, and Rav Gidol said, Ta'av elo yizkir shabbat. What if you didn't say Ritzevach Hatzeinu? You left it out of Shabbat. Omer, you should say the following. Baruch shenatan shabbatot lemenucha lamo Yisrael be'ahava le'ot ulebrit baruch mekadesh shabbat. Say the following, and you're in the clear, even if you miss Ritzeh. Amar lei man amra. So he said to him, Rav Zera said to Rav Gidel, who says that? Who said that you're allowed to say that? Rav says that. Okay, shkoyach. Hadar yativ, Rav Gidel sat again and said as follows. V'kamar, tav elo yizkir shal yom tov. What if you didn't mention yom tov? You didn't mention yav v'yavav. Omer, baruch shenatan yamim tovim lamo Yisrael. Blessed is the one who gave yamim tovim to Israel. L'simcha l'zikaron. Right? For happiness and for memory. Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. And blesses the one who is Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Amar Lei. So Rav Zera says to him, Man Amra. Who said that? Rav says it. Okay, Shkoyach. Hi there, Yati. Rav Gidel said again, and he said, Vekamar, Tavlo Yisrael Shal Rosh Chodesh. When you mention Rosh Chodesh, Omer, Baruch Shanatan Rosh Chodashim Lamo Yisrael, the one who gives Rosh Chodashim to Yisrael, Lizikaron. For Zikaron. Velo Yatana Yemar Vosimcha. But I don't remember if he said like the other bracha where he said it was Lizikaron and Lasimcha, or if he just said Lizikaron. Ilo Amar Vosimcha. I don't remember if he said Simcha or not. And I also don't remember if he was chotem, if he finished his bracha like you normally do, Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodashim, or not. And I also don't know if that's Rav Gidel's Shita, or similar to the first two, that's Rav's Shita. That's Rav Zera telling over the Maaseh Shehaya that he doesn't recall those details of the story. Gidel Bar Minyomi Havaka Kame the Rav Nachman. Gidel Bar Minyomi was standing in front of Rav Nachman. Ta'a Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake, v'hadol reisha. And he went back to the beginning because he left something out. Amar le my time avid mar hachi. Why did Master do this that he went back to the beginning? Amar le damar Rav Shila Amar Rav Tal Chozel Rosh. Rav Shila said in the name of Rav. You guys go back to the beginning. V'hamar Rav Huna Amar Rav Tal Amar Baruch Shanatan Amar le Baruch Shanatan. But didn't we just learn that if you made a mistake, you go back to Baruch Shanatan. You just say Baruch Shanatan and you're fine. Right? You don't have to go back to the beginning. Amar Lei Lavid Marav. Was it not stated about that shita? Amar Rav Manasseh Bar Tachlifa. Amar Rav Lo Shanu Ela Shelo Patach Batov Vemeitim. Patach Batov Vemeitim Chozel Rosh. Yeah, we only said that you're allowed to add in that bracha if you hadn't yet reached a Tov Vemeitim. You're still in the Iker of benching. But once you've already reached a Tov Vemeitim, then you left out this part of benching. You have to go back to the beginning. Amar Rav Yitibar Avi. Amar Rav Amram. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Shmuel Ta'avelo Yizkir Shelosh Chodesh B'Tvila Machzir Noto. If you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh in davening, you go back. Not Maariv, but other than that, you go back. But if you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh in benching, you don't have to go back. So why is that the case? Amar le Rav Avi and Rav Amran, Maishna Tfila uMaishna Birkat HaMazon. What's the difference between Tfila and Birkat HaMazon? That one you should repeat and one you shouldn't repeat. Amar le Afla Didi Kashli. Yeah, this is also difficult to me. V'sha'al to Rav Nachman. So I asked Rav Nachman. Amar le Mina de Mar Shmuel lo Shamile. He says, you know, I didn't hear an answer from Mar Shmuel. Ela Nichsiyan. But let's see if we can work this out. Tfila de Chovei. Tfila is an obligation. Machzir to tell. So you have an obligation to say tefillah. You didn't say it properly. Go back. Birkat Mazona, divay achil, divay lo achil, ein machzir to. Birkat Mazon, I mean, yeah, you have to say it if you eat, but you didn't have to eat. In which case, you didn't have to eat, so we're not going to be machzir. What does it make a difference if you didn't have to eat? You decided to eat. In which case, your obligation in Birkat Mazon, and therefore, by extension, your obligation to say yalav yavo, is not intrinsic, it is circumstantial. You elected this. Meaning by tefillah, there's no such thing as a Rosh Chodesh where you don't have to say Yalav Yavo in tefillah. Because you have to say tefillah. Is there such a thing as a Rosh Chodesh where you don't have to say Yalav Yavo in benching? Yeah, if you don't eat. Or if you don't eat bread. In which case, it's not intrinsic to the day. The moment Rosh Chodesh starts, you have an expectation to say these things in tefillah. You don't do it, then you miss something. Do you have an expectation to say these things in you have a chiyuv to say yalav yavo now as far as benching is concerned? You don't have to eat! So it's not intrinsic, it's circumstantial. You brought that upon yourself. It wasn't intrinsic within your obligations of the day. In which case, you don't have to go back. Elamata, but you want to take that far. Shabbat of Yom Tovim is a lo sagi, lo achil, achanami, di tai hadar. But then Shabbat and Yom Tov, where you have to eat. So lichora, if I made a mistake there, then I have to go back, because I had to eat. Amar le'in, yeah, that's exactly right. You have to go back. De Amar Shila Amar Rav, because we learned in the name of Shula, in the name of Rav, Chozer LeRosh, you go back to the beginning. Veha Amar Ravuna Amar Rav Tau Baruch Shanatan La Baruch Shanatan. Wait, didn't we learn that if you made a mistake, you say Baruch Shanatan and not go back? Lavi Mar Allah Lo Shanu Ela Shlo Patach Ba'Adov Meitiv Lo Patach Ba'Adov Meitiv Chozer LeRosh. Yeah, it's only if you say Baruch Shanatan if you didn't say Atov Meitiv. You did say Atov Meitiv, then. If you said a Tovah Meitiv, then you have to go back to the beginning. Meaning, what do we learn from this? That you made a mistake, and you didn't mention Shabbat or Yom Tov, because you have to eat on those days. The obligation is intrinsic. Ad kama mizamnin. Okay, how much do you have to eat in order to need it, to make a mizamnin? L'meimra de Rabbi Meir, Chashiv, L'kizai, Rabbi Yehuda, Kibetza. Are we going to try to say that Rabbi Meir's shita is that you need to eat a kazayit in order to be part of the zomit, and Rabbi Yehuda says you need to eat a kibetza? Va'ibcha shemian lehu.
But we heard the opposite in regards to their shita. It's not. If we go into Mishnah, v'chein mi sheyatzam Yerushalayim v'nizkar sheya biyado basar kodesh. Right? If someone left Yerushalayim with korban, with kodesh meat, the moment you leave Yerushalayim, then it becomes pasul. Chomot Yerushalayim. It already becomes pasul. You can't eat it anymore. So what do you have to do? Imavar tsofim. If you pass tsofim, according to Rashi, that's a place. According to Tosfot, it's just anywhere that can see Yerushalayim from it. So from Mekomo, you burn it where you are because you're already far away from Yerushalayim. But imlav chozer v'sofo. But if you haven't passed this point, then you have to go back to the Beit HaMikdash or back to Bira, which is a place in the Beit HaMikdash, the sofo lifnei Bira, and burn it there. Me'atzei marafa. From the wood that was intended for the mizbeah. Ad kama hem chozerim. Okay, when, meaning, what if you have a crumb of basar kodeshim, you have to go back? No. What's the minimum size you have to go back for? Rav Meir Omer, zevzev kebeitza. Rav Meir says, whether we're talking about basar kodesh that you have to burn, whether you're talking about chametz on Pesach that you find you have to burn, either way, it's bekebeitza. Right? Rav Yehuda Omer, zevzev kezayin. No. Either way, it's bekezayin. But wait, now Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the shear is kezayin, and Rabbi Meir is saying it's bekebeitza. But by mizumin, Rabbi Yehuda says it's bekebeitza, and Rabbi Meir says it's bekezayin. It's a kasha. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlev and Ashita. So Rabbi says, inachinami, you switch around the shitas. We confuse the shitas. Abaya, we're a little loti, Mukhlev says, no, chas v'shalom, don't flip around the shitas. I'll tell you how the shitas work. Achav v'krai, please. Rabbi, in mizumin, they're arguing about a pasuk. But how you darshan out the words of the pasuk? How so? We say v'achalta v'savata. What does that mean? Achalta is a reference to eating. Savata is a reference to drinking. Right? Okay, so v'achila v'kazai. And how much do you have to eat to constitute an achila? If you eat a crumb, do we call that achila? No. You have to eat a kazai. That's what constitutes achila. In which case, that's what it takes to join in a mizumin. Because we learn from a pasuk that needs to be achila. Achila is a kazai. Rabbi Yehuda understands the puzzle differently. V'achalta v'savata is not two different things. It's not eating and drinking. It's a defining term. Achila sheyesh basvia. It needs to be an achila, an eating that has svia, that has a certain degree of satiation. V'ezozo kebeitza. And that is a kebeitza. You don't have any satiation from a gazai, only by a kebeitza do you start to feel like you actually ate something. Hatam besvara pligi. So that makes sense. That they're arguing about how to darshan that pasuk. They darshan that pasuk differently. And that's why Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir have those shitas that they do when it comes to kezayin and kebeitza. But here, by the Mishnah in Pesachim, they're arguing about svara. What is the most logical shita to use here? Rabbi Meir savar chazotok etumata. Right? What is a significant amount of food that you have to go back and burn because you posled it through bringing it outside the walls? Well, what's a significant amount of food in general? A kebeitza, because a kebeitza is the minimum amount of food that's makabel tuma. And so we use the model of tuma by ochel, which only exists in food that's as big as a kebeitza, in order to establish the minimum amount of food that you have to go back for and burn it. Matumata bekebeitza, afhazarata bekebeitza. Just like a significant amount of food in order to constitute something that's making makabel tuma is bekebeitza, so too, chazara is bekebeitza. Rabbi Yehuda savar chazotok yisuro. No, how do we determine a significant amount of food? What is an isra achila? What's an isra achila? It's a kazai. You're not over an isra deo. Well, you are over an isra deo, right? But you're not over, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's what we pass on. But you're not over the isra achila that you have by foods that you can't eat is bekazai. That's when you're punished. In which case, ma isuro bekazai, af chazarato bekazai. Just like it's isra is only bekazai. So until you go back for a kazai, that's what we constitute a significant amount of food. Matniti, you know, to the Mishnah. Ketzad nezamin. How do you make a mizamin? What do you say? Bishlosha, if there are three people, Omer nevarich. Right? He says, let us bless. Bishlosha who? If there are three people and him, Omer barfu. Then he says, you bless. What's the difference? Because you need to say nevarich, we bless, if there are only three including him, because you need all three of them. But if there are three in addition to him, then you say barchu, because he realizes that the people with him present are enough to make the bracha in and of himself. They don't actually even need him. Basara, what are the 10 people? Omer nivarech elokeinu. You say nivarech elokeinu. Basara behu. But if it's him and 10 people, then you say barchu elokeinu. You still mention elokeinu, but you say barchu, because you can do it on your own. You don't need it. echad asara v'echad asara ribo. And whether you have 10 people or you have 10,000, that's what we say. It doesn't change beyond that. That's the nusach. That's the gersa. A different shita, maybe arguing, maybe not arguing, depending on how you understand it. B'me'ahu omer nevarach Hashem Elokeinu. Right? If there are 100 people with him, you say, let us bless Hashem Elokeinu. B'me'ahu, if it's 100 people and him, omer baruchu. Then you say, you bless Hashem Elokeinu. Be'elef, who omer nevarach Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Be. Right? If there are 1,000, you say, let us bless Elokeinu Elokei Avodeinu Elokei Yisrael. Be'elef who? But if it was 1,000 and him, you say Omar Baruchu. Right? Then you say, you bless, in all the same words. Beribo with 10,000, Omer Nevarech, we should bless Lashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakot, Yoshev Akruvim, Al Hamazon, Shachalnu. Beribo behu, Omer Baruchu, in all the words that we just said. Ke'inyan Shu Mevarech, Kach Oni Macharav. And whatever he says in his bracha, that's how they respond to him. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakon Yoshev Gruvim Al Mazon Shachalnu. That is what they respond when he says that. You respond when he says. Rabbi Yosi Glili Omer Lefi Rov Hakal Hem Mevarchim. The more congregant members that you have, the different your bracha changes. Your bracha is always in accordance with how big your kahal is. Shneimar is said b'makalot Baruch Hashem b'makor Yisrael b'makalot with the plurality of kehilot. With many different kehilot, you make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning with every different kehilot that you have, you make a different bracha. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mamatzinu B'Bet HaKnesset. Rabbi Akiva says, no, but what do we see in a Bet HaKnesset? Echad Merubim, Echad Muatim, Amar Baruch Hu. Whether there are a lot of people or a few people, he just says Baruch Hu. He doesn't say anything else, it doesn't change. Et Hashem, you say Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Baruch Hu Hashem Varach. Rabbi Shmuel argues on the sheet and says, no. I mean, you're right. Whether it's a few or a lot, it doesn't change. But you don't say Baruch Hu Hashem. You say Baruch Hu Hashem Hamvarach. All right, we're going to stop here.